and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
What a great day, Jay. What a fantastic day. Today is today.
Brad, you know, sometimes, you know, people often say Brad is the nicest person in the network. And
They do say that.
They do say that. You know, people make a lot of mistakes in life. That is a thing that happens. But I suppose that you are referring to the timely death. I will go with timely death of Donald Rumsfeld.
It truly is timely because I don't remember if I talked about it on the show last week or if I talked about it with you offline. But I was listening to. Like, I've been listening to the most recent season of Slow Burn that came out, which is talking about the beginnings of the Iraq War.
Yeah, you mentioned this last week.
Yeah, okay. So, and I talked about how, you know, like, Donald Rumsfeld's whole thing was like, you know, they're like, oh, we got to figure out how to build democracy over there. He's like, eh, fuck it. He's like, we're just going to go and wreck shit and leave. Like, they'll figure the rest out on their own. So, my reaction towards Donald Rumsfeld dying is pretty similar. Fuck it. They'll figure it out. Like it's a good day for the rest of us. Look, as I saw on Twitter from Jeff Grubb, who's a video game journalist, I also don't want people to talk shit about me when I die. So I will go ahead and not commit war crimes for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, that's a bold stance, Brad. I don't know what else to say. I mean, well, I have plenty to say, actually. You know, Donald Rumsfeld. One of the architects of the Iraq War,
arguably the biggest, like him and Cheney were probably the two biggest architects of the Iraq War.
Yeah, easily. A person who has never truly paid the price for the damage he did, displacing, injuring, and or killing over a million Iraqis, right? That is something that needs to be understood and should never be forgotten. I mean, over 4,000 American soldiers were killed, let alone I think it's like over 70,000 were injured, right? Like it was quite a lot. People really suffered. The region has never been the same since then. And not that it like that area was like great and golden before, but it's certainly worse now, which, you know, helped with the rise of, you know, ISIS and like everything else, right? Everything that we've been dealing with for the last since, you know, what, 2003 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Donald Rumsfeld dying, I think it gets what everyone wants him to get, which of course is gotta give him crab rave, right? Who's upset about this guy dying? No one. Is there? Maybe there's some people who are upset. I am not.
Like Donald Rumsfeld, immediate family, and even then, who knows?
Yeah, maybe not. They're like, that old son of a bitch. So yeah, look, he definitely deserves his death. Definitely deserves a crab rave. Those crabs are incredibly happy. That guy was a real piece of shit. Yeah. And the funny thing is, his death, while you know, fantastic in my eyes, the only way I can say this is one Donald down, one to go.
Yeah, according to a god on Twitter, you know, he first triumphantly announced, he's like, you know, Donald Rumsfeld is dead. You're welcome, everybody. And then he later had to come back and be like, people are bringing it to my attention that I might have gotten the wrong Donald. My apologies.
I'm sorry. It's fine. I mean, that's just cleanup work, right? Like, you know, like we'll get to it. So. More on the other Donald almost dying later in the show. So
what a fucking segue.
All right. So enough on Donald Rumsfeld dying. That's fucking great. He lived to be the ripe old age of 88, which I think is unfair. He should have died way.
Yeah, probably like 18 years too long, give or take.
Or 80. Or I don't really give a shit. Like, you know, it's like, so that's how, again, this is how I know time machines don't exist. Right? Like, because if they did,
what are the odds of like anyone from that administration not outliving Dick Cheney?
Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah. Like, that guy's a robot at this point. The funny thing is, over the last, over the last like 4 years, Dick Cheney has come off less of a piece of shit. Because he was like, we gotta stop Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's still a pretty big piece of shit,
though. No, he is. Relax. Trust me. This is not a face turn for Dick Cheney. No.
Just because he didn't reveal himself to be an unreasonable person doesn't mean that we should all of a sudden be throwing plaudits at Dick Cheney.
We throw flowers at the feet of Dick Cheney. I was amazed by him. Surely Dick Cheney, you have fucking, you got access to the Dark Lords, like do something about Donald Trump, voodoo or whatever it is,
not even voodoo, like he could just call someone to murder him, like that's all he has to do, like
surely there's a hunting trip that the two of you can set up. Surely, come on. Donald Rumsfeld is dead, that's great. Shout out to the crabs on that crab island. First real story. Rudy Giuliani, poor Rudolph Giuliani. I would just like to point out that his son, who is running for governor of New York, received zero votes from the Republican Party. they were like, no.
Oh, wait, no. And is he running 35. For governor or is he running for mayor?
No, mayor. I'm sorry. He's running for mayor.
Okay. I thought he was running for governor in a couple of years.
Oh, wait. Is it governor?
I think he is. I'm pretty sure that he is. Because, like, after his dad got his law license stripped, like, he did a video, but, like, the filming angle looked like someone was filming him out of the back of, like, a loading dock somewhere. Probably the same fucking, plant shop that they filmed the inquiry thing.
Yeah.
The Four Seasons or whatever it was.
The Four Seasons Gardening or whatever. No, he's running for governor. It doesn't matter because he's not going to win.
I mean, if there's any sanity in the world, they would not nominate him. I would hope that New Yorkers would have more sense than that. Even New York Republicans would have more sense than that.
Clearly they did. He got zero votes from the GOP leaders in a bid to be New York governor. They were like, no, we are done with that entire bloodline. Get fucked. I appreciate that. Rudy Giuliani got his law license at least temporarily suspended in the state of New York for basically pumping a bunch of false bullshit about the election. They were like, "Yeah, we're good. Like this is a big lie." So, in a stunning June 24th decision, an appellate court in New York suspended Giuliani's license to practice law because of his misstatements in the November 2020 Pennsylvania lawsuit challenging the state's vote for Joe Biden, and because of a pattern of misrepresentation to the public concerning alleged election fraud. Look, this has to go through a process. This doesn't mean that he's like disbarred or anything. It just means while this is going on, he cannot practice law in New York, right? Just specifically New York. This is, as I heard it stated, and I think it's a good way of stating it. This, Giuliani said that this is unprecedented. No, it's not unprecedented. It's rare, but it's not unprecedented.
It's unprecedented for it to happen to such a notable figure, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so because of that, it's likely that it'll stick.
Yeah.
Right. Like if they're going this far, they wouldn't go this far if they thought they weren't going to make it stick. So, what that tells me though is while, it's New York, what is the argument for other states not doing this?
No, anywhere where he argued, during this election bullshit, like I would imagine the same thing is going to happen. Right. I don't know how law licenses work. Like you don't have to get a license in every state. I would imagine that like his New York license gave him the ability to practice law in most states.
So, I think if you go to another state, you kind of have to be like, "Hey, I'm a New York lawyer. Is that cool?" And they go rubber stamp it, like,
"Right." But but this being that he's getting this revoked, or at least it's suspended for right now, would probably mean that if he tries to go anywhere else to argue some kind of a case, then they're gonna be like, "Kick rocks," not until this.
I guess that's kind of true. Yeah. So,
I said it before. I'll say it again. In the course of human history, like all human history, ever. Has there been a larger fall than Rudy Giuliani?
Not a lot of them, dude.
Not a lot. Like the fact that you can't immediately like think of someone who's had a larger disparity in their public perception from right, one because, point to another. Like, it says everything you need to know.
I mean, okay, so we neither one of us live in New York or lived in New York while Giuliani was mayor, right? So, like, our perception of Giuliani is an outsider's perspective, which is a really weird one, right? Mm. Because – and very, like, not accurate to how New Yorkers felt about him for the most part. Like, conservative New Yorkers liked him because he, you know, he got the cops to take out batons and beat the shit out of the homeless in Times Square, right? Which helped them bring in money and open, you know, an Applebee's there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think conservatives like that. Like, he was willing to crack heads and shit. Minorities hated him because he was a piece of shit. Like, and, you know, he basically started, like, just going after poor people all over the city. Like, he just didn't really give a shit.
Well, I mean, so I just pulled up his electoral results, as from his mayoral runs. So he just edged out, Dinkins by a couple of points when he won his first term, back in 93. Right. But when he ran again, he won pretty handily. Like he beat his Democratic competition by like 18 points, which is, which is a pretty significant fucking.
Right. I mean, this guy was the mayor during 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy took down the mob in New York. Like, he was a guy to admire, right? Like, it was like, oh yeah, Rudy, like, before he got into mayor, it was like, oh, Rudy Giuliani is running? That's awesome. Like, that guy kicked the mob's ass. That guy is amazing. And he's like, this guy is Elliot Ness. Well, turns out Elliot Ness was like, I guess I'll just take up Capone's shit and just become a criminal. Which is wild. So yeah, his fall is pretty, pretty huge. Good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, remember when he ran for, look, never forget that the person who truly destroyed Rudy Giuliani forever is the current president. 'Cause I don't know if people remember, Joe Biden had the greatest line of all time, Rudy Giuliani. Noun, verb, 9/11. Like, and people were just like, I mean, he's not wrong about that. Like, and that was it. It destroyed his chances when he ran for president. It destroyed him. People were just like, that's true, dude. That's what you always say. They got you. You're done. Like, once somebody calls you out on your rhetoric, it's over. Like, it's over. And, no, he destroyed him over that. So, yeah, never forget that. I won't, because it was fucking hilarious. So, yeah, look, Giuliani's fall is pretty tremendous. I think you're right, though. I think this does stop him from practicing law for the most part around the country. And I think he's likely going to lose it. I don't know if he ever gets disbarred. That would be super interesting. Frankly, I think he should be.
Well, here's the best part. We still have, like, we're not at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to Rudy Giuliani yet. We still have further to go.
Well, it turns out, Brad, you know, to paraphrase, your favorite band, Smash Mouth, the hits keep coming and they don't stop coming. So apparently the Justice Department has opened up another investigation into Rudy Giuliani. This time, this is a previously unknown investigation. This time it's all about Turkey. Bloomberg ran a story this Tuesday claiming that the investigation, which has been underway for the past year, yikes, is focusing on Giuliani's 2017 work for Raza Zarab and Fethullah Gulen. According to the report, Giuliani, then the personal attorney to then-President Donald Trump, pressed the Trump administration to both drop charges against Zarab relating to sanction evasion scheme and extradite Gulen, who was accused of attempting a 2016 coup. So I think Gulen is the he's like a religious figure. I think he's like an imam or something like that. I can't remember, but that Erdogan wanted he wanted, like, Giuliani and what's his face, what's the guy who got canned after like 24 days?
Michael Flynn?
Yeah, Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
Like, Giuliani and Flynn were basically working on getting this guy out of the country. Like, Giuliani was trying to get him extradited. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Michael Flynn was like, I'll black bag this guy in the middle of the night and take him to Turkey, which fucking crazy, dude. Shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with all these Trump orbit folks like running plays for Turkey in the background of all countries?
I don't know, but I know that the day Trump was inaugurated, Michael Flynn released an op-ed about, like, on behalf of Erdogan, basically.
Well, he later had to register retroactively as a foreign agent, like, for Turkey. So,
yeah. So, yeah, both of these guys were working simultaneously trying to get this this religious guy who was against Erdogan sent back to be murdered to Turkey. So, yeah, that's interesting. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Look, nothing would, as a black man who knows people in New York, nothing would make me happier is to watch the reaction from New Yorkers that I know of seeing Rudy Giuliani go to jail. Like, nothing, nothing, dude. Like, he wouldn't last a year.
I mean, like I said, I've learned to temper my expectations when it comes to this stuff. So, like, I'm not expecting much. But still, it's pretty fun to watch him squirm underneath of all of it, so.
I think it is altogether possible that he loses his license permanently or gets disbarred. Look, I think that's 100% possible.
Look, I'm comforted in knowing that he's sweating hair dye profusely right now, and that's really all that matters to me. So.
He is the worst MODOK. Yeah, no. So, yeah, he's calling it, of course, he's calling it a witch hunt. Yeah, great. Sure. Whatever rhetoric you need to tell yourself.
Yeah, meanwhile, like you said, the investigation got started under your boy's watch, so.
Yo, yeah. speaking of my boy, Bill Barr. He's back. Bill Barr reveals details of fight with Trump over election fraud claims. He says, quote, "It was all bullshit."
Yeah. What would have been cool if Bill Barr said it was all bullshit, I don't know, 7 months ago? That might have been neat. That might have been fun if he had maybe, you know, saw fit to make that claim a while back instead of saying fucking nothing.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. The best thing about Bill Barr is his animated GIFs. They're pretty good. They're pretty good because he's such a prick. In this article, it says, quote, Barr said he was long suspicious of then president's fraud claims in part because he expected Biden to win the election. Yikes. But he still allowed prosecutors to investigate allegations of irregularities and also opened up his own unofficial investigation into the claims. Oh, that's really shitty, dude. But not because he believed them, he insists, but rather to be able to better counter the claims. That's not how that works, man.
No, it's not like you can fucking throw gasoline on a fire. And be like, well, no, I'm trying to actually drown the fire. Like, that's what I'm trying to do by throwing gasoline.
I'm trying to make the fire exhausted from burning. Right? No, dude. The second you do that, people go, see, it's real, right?
Well, and so here's the other interesting thing is that apparently Mitch McConnell went to Bill Barr.
Yep.
Because Trump was talking all this shit. Mitch McConnell's smart enough to know he's going to depress Republican turnout in a runoff election or a pair of runoff elections that were happening in Georgia in a couple of weeks. And he's like, right. and he told Bill Barr, he's like, we need to get fucking Trump on board. Like you need to calm his ass down. You're the only one that can do it. And it was brought to my attention and I forgot.
How'd that work out? How'd it work out?
Not too great. And it was brought to my attention and I forgot about this because it was a big fucking deal for Republicans, but it really wasn't a big deal on the left when during the 2016 presidential election, Bill Clinton had a conversation with the then Attorney General Loretta Lynch on an airplane.
Tarmac.
And everyone fucking lost their fucking mind. Like, whoa, my God. Like, here's this guy coming in, you know, a former president trying to work the AG. What fucking bullshit are they going to try to pull right now? But of course, the Senate Majority Leader going to the current Attorney General to be like, shut the president up so that we can win an election. That's no problem. That's no big deal.
No.
That's no issue.
Why even report on it, Brad? Why even report on it? Yeah. No, look, the standards for the left versus the standards for the right are wholly out of sync.
Yeah.
They are. They're completely out of sync. And people hold – people on the left hold the left to much higher standards than they hold the people they're fighting against to,
yeah,
which is weird to me. Like –
Here's the other interesting thing to me. So I remember several months ago when Bill Barr was doing interviews and, you know, people are pushing Bill Barr. Like, why are you doing this fucking insane shit that doesn't look like you talk about wanting to uphold norms and stuff like that. And it seems like you're doing some pretty radical stuff here. And what was the old Bill Barr line? Well, you know, winners write the history and, you know, oh, you're not worried about your legacy. Well, you know, people die and that's kind of how it happens. Men die. So I find it really interesting that 6 months after resigning, you know, during the lame duck period within the Trump administration and watching his boy go down in flames, that all of a sudden, look who's out doing the old press rehabilitation tour. Why it's men die himself, Bill Barr.
Yeah. No, don't yell at me, guys.
Yeah, I thought men die, Bill Barr, and winners write the history. So I'm confused as to why you're out here trying to revise history.
He's right. Men die, and he's like, I want to die a hero. I don't want to be one of those guys. Those guys are terrible. They're the worst.
It pleases me to know that all that like bravado, all that bluster that he fucking, you know, threw out there and like I'm above it all and this or the other thing, mm-hmm, just as full of shit as the rest of them.
That's right. So always, dude. It's always projection, man. It's always projection. And in this case, it's just flat out lying. Actually, just like get the fuck out of here. So yeah, he basically says, look, this is all bullshit. So there you go. The former attorney general of the United States is telling you that voter fraud is bullshit, but you can't convince some people of that actual reality. All right, let's talk about Ron DeSantis. This is a good story. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. So, you know, the guy who's in charge of the fucking, one of the, you know, crazy wastelands, in Mad Max, Ron DeSantis, beats Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential straw poll for the Republicans. Straw poll found that 74% of participants favored DeSantis, and 71% favored Trump.
Oh, now here's my question. And I'm being dead ass when I ask this question. When DeSantis saw this news, when he saw that he beat Trump out in a straw poll to be the presidential nominee, what do you think his actual reaction was? Was it joy or was it fear? Because I feel like if you don't want to be put in the crosshairs of the guy that still holds the reins of the party, I don't feel like you'd want to be beating him head to head in a straw poll. Like I feel like that you'd be afraid that you're going to make him look bad and then he's going to come after you so that he can get back on top of the mountain.
Yes, but I'm going to go somewhere else on this. I agree with you. but I think you're being too nice. If I'm Ron DeSantis, I'm also a little bit afraid of like actual crosshairs. To be honest, like,
second to get there, I'm just like, oh yeah,
yeah, because they're like, oh, you in the lead, Donald Trump's in second, okay, you can go. Like, they don't give a fuck about Ron DeSantis. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, they'll take Ron DeSantis if they have to, if Trump's not there, because he's just Diet Trump. But why drink Diet when you can drink?
Well, yeah,
more like why drink Coke Zero when Diet Coke is right there if we're being, you know, accurate to,
right,
to
with to the fucking men, so. Crushed up Sudafed in it. look, yeah, Ron DeSantis is in a world of trouble, right? Like but maybe because the obvious point is that Ron DeSantis knows that Trump would be gunning for him. Mm-hmm. Right? Because Trump only has two options: destroy Ron DeSantis or try to co-op Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Right. And be like, hey, look, I'm the leader of the party. Let's get real. Big Trump over here. You know me. Everybody loves me. why don't I make you my VP? Right? Yeah, you want a little straw poll. Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. But why don't you be my VP? Guarantee yourself a spot at the top. Then after I'm gone, you can go to be president, right? Mm-hmm. I'm only going to be there 4 years, right? Right? Like, is that how it works? Or could he
maybe,
do eight? I don't even
maybe
know.
Less. Maybe less.
Maybe less. I don't think he's going to be
24. I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
And I eat a lot maybe of I don't. Maybe I don't even make it to 2025. I mean, who even knows?
Here's another question. So you bring up and it's been floated like DeSantis as Trump's VP or whatever. You're governor. You got to see how Mike Pence ended up at the end of the day.
Right.
Do you want to be now you might go in saying, well, I'm not gonna like if I were Mike Pence, I would have overthrown the election and started a civil war. Like that would have been fine. But so
you might think, that sounds like a Ron DeSantis right,
so,
line.
So you might think that along that track. But I don't know if VP is as desirable as you know, it's one thing if you're like a member of the House or whatever, like Mike Pence was, like that's not a big deal. But if you're a governor, like governor's pretty powerful. Like you're the Trump of Florida, and Florida's not like Florida's.
You're
not
the
like,
Trump of Florida is a wild statement.
Is he not?
He is. He is in every way.
Yeah.
He is.
So I don't know if you necessarily want to dip, like, especially if he wins re-election. I don't know if you want to dip out while you still have that job, because then you can just run again in 2020 anyway. It's not like Ron DeSantis is an old man. Like he's relatively
young. He's pretty young
in political terms. So.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I think the chances of him running are pretty high.
Oh no, I think it's predicated on Trump not running. I think he doesn't
run if Trump runs.
No, I don't think he does. I think there's a lot of people that don't run if Trump runs. Like I think he clears the runway of most of the MAGA idiots. And all you have left then to compete against him are like. Actual Republicans.
Do you think Nikki Haley will run if Trump runs?
I think she's more likely to be his VP candidate than anyone else.
Oh,
in all honesty.
Okay, that's
because it's not like she has a it's not like she has a job in politics right now. She's just Nikki Haley.
Nimrata, you fucking sellout. My wife hates her.
I'm not surprised.
So. She wrote a letter to her, dude. She wrote a letter to her. She was so mad. I was like, yeah, that's how I know my wife is mad. Like, my wife's not going to write a letter to a politician. She wrote a letter. She was like, no, fuck this. As an Indian woman. That's interesting whether DeSantis runs or not. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. Egos are a thing. If you think you could beat Trump.
Do you want
to feel like he goes?
But do you really want to go head to head against him? Do you want to have to attack your fucking golden idol? Like is that something you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it,
or
you can play it easy, right? You can play it easy with him, right? You don't push too hard, but then you look like a bitch.
Yeah, but what's your argument? I'm like him, but younger. Like is that literally the only argument that you have? And is that going to play?
Did you read the Washington Post story about how he almost died? I didn't.
Right.
That's all I got.
And all you do is you open yourself up to a shower of attacks coming from him, a golden shower of attacks,
if
as,
you will.
As it were. So
yikes. No.
Yeah.
No.
So like I said, I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I think if Trump. Now the problem is, I also don't see Trump. Making a declaration one way or the other, like he keeps like foot, like putting his foot in the water. Like he's like, oh, I might have to run again. I don't see him ever committing one way or the other until like you get right up to it, because right now the teasing of it is allowing him to further the grift better.
Right. Yeah. No, you don't get a declaration until the deadline.
Yes.
From Trump. And here's the thing. I think that there's a decent chance he doesn't run at all.
Like I said, in logically, he shouldn't.
No,
from his standpoint, he shouldn't, just because he's fucking old as shit. He's lazy. Why the fuck would he want to do it again when you can just say you're running or thinking about running and then just grift the shit out of people and hold your rallies and make a fuck ton of money? Yeah. Like,
right. Like, he's going to run and he's going to be even more cognitively a mess than he was when he was president. All right. I mean, I guess. Also, what if you lose? What if you lose again to Joe Biden? Can his ego take it? I don't think so. I think he'd blow his brains out on television. Yeah, I don't think he could.
But he would never acknowledge it. Like, it's not like I don't think that's a fear, because like if you say you lose, then you just run. You play the greatest hits. Like, it's rigged. It's a fraud. This is, you know, even if you lose worse, like he'll lose by 10 million votes and he'll still sing the same song.
Right.
Essentially. So.
Yeah. But like, OK, what if he loses the primary? What does that look
like? Well, see, that's why it's interesting, right? And that's why it's interesting if he waits till the deadline, because then if you're Ron DeSantis, if you're Ted Cruz, if you're Tom Cotton, if you're actually Tom Cotton might still run regardless, but if
he's going to run,
yeah,
anyway.
But if you're like one of the like MAGA heads, that's where it gets a little hairy, because like you want to wait to see what Trump is doing first, but at the same time, like, you don't want to wait until the last minute.
Right, you got to get in early. Now, that being said, Trump is completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
Right? He might just be like, "Bow, declared it." And he's like, "I'm running." Right? Like, you don't know. The likelihood is that he wouldn't.
Also, he could also declare it and then just eventually, like, halfway through the process, be like, "Fuck this. Like, I don't need this. Yeah. I already proved I'm the best. Like, you can have my leftovers," essentially.
Yeah. And then you could just be the kingmaker, right? You could just be like, DeSantis is the guy. And then he just steamrolls everyone. Yeah. And it's just not even a question. Now, you could also be the kingmaker and play the shit from behind the scenes, right? That's also a possibility. Like, look, DeSantis, well, I'll get you over the line.
I love how you think Trump would do anything behind the scenes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like his ability to do that is impossible.
He'd be the shadow president in the light. Like,
can you see me? I'm right here. I'm the shadow president. But he would say it, right? Like, yeah, he would be like, "I'm the shadow president." And Ron DeSantis is like, dude, I'm right here. Like, I'm a person. I'm a real person. Like, nah, fuck DeSantis. I'm the real president. I mean, QAnon believes that Donald Trump is still president, which is weird.
Look, I mean, what's this month's crackpot theory about how he's going to resume office? Or no, we're still in the one that is saying it's happening in August or something, right? Is that where
Still there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still there.
Despite the fact that he's scheduling like rallies with Bill O'Reilly in December, he's apparently definitely going to become president in August. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, those are presidential
rallies. Oh, gotcha.
Obviously.
With the Secretary of State, Bill O'Reilly. So.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to gut shot you like that. I'm sorry.
Secretary of State. Wow. Jesus Christ. He would too. He would. So, Brad, I promised you a hell of a story from Ron DeSantis.
I'm not even opening it. I'm just going to absorb it from you. So,
okay. Let me take you on a ride. it's called the douche. So today, June 30th, Brad, in the great state of Florida.
You can barely call Florida a state, much less any adjective in front of that.
So. I mean, it's in a state of something. of disrepair, I believe is the proper term. There was a bill that came up that DeSantis decided to veto.
Okay.
He was like, nah, fuck that. This bill, Brad, was to expunge minors' criminal records after they went through a behavioral program.
Okay.
In a rebuke to 157 voting members of the Florida legislature, DeSantis vetoed this measure on Tuesday night. The veto came as a shock to lawmakers who supported the measure. Now, keep in mind, let's go through some of the numbers here. The bill would allow 27,000 minors to request that their arrest records be expunged following a successful completion of a diversion program for any offense, including felonies. Mm-hmm. Discretion would have still been given to either the law enforcement officer that confronted the minor at the time of the offense or the state attorney that is handling the case. There are guardrails, right? Like, hey, I raped 10 chicks. Can I get off? Like, no. Like, get the fuck out of here, right? But for the most part, the people doing this are trying to like get their lives.
And they're probably
minors.
And I would imagine that most of the charges that would be wiped would probably be misdemeanors if I'm not, you know,
my guess is correctly.
Yeah. So
yes, that's my guess, right? Oh, kid caught with weed or, you know, right. Fucking bullshit, right? Now this is in the state.
And it's safe to assume, by the way, that you said 157, it got 157 votes. So it was a bipartisan bill that went through the Florida legislature.
Well, Brad, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Cool. In the Florida Senate, uh-huh. all ALL, which is not a thing you hear in the national Senate or federal Senate, all 40 members voted in favor of the bill.
Okay.
All 40, Brad. In the House, mm-hmm. So 120 members in the House, 117 members voted yes, and 3 did not cast a vote. And he vetoed it. Why?
Why? Like, because if they feel strong now, if they feel strongly about it, like it passed well beyond a supermajority threshold to just be able to override that shit. But now, you assume that, but now because DeSantis vetoed it, like how many Republicans are going to flip and be like, ah, no, actually.
No, apparently Republicans are like, dude, what the fuck? What are you doing? But he's so, fake pro cop.
So what was his reasoning?
I don't know that he really had one. Just like, nah, I believe in law enforcement and I don't want to take this out of the hands of law enforcement. But it's still in the hands of law enforcement.
I'm
going
to say that's like doing that is not an anti. So here's a quote from him. I have concerns that the unfettered ability to expunge serious felonies, including sexual battery, from a juvenile's record may have negative impacts on public safety. But like you said, there are guardrails within the legislation. Like a rebuttal from a Republican member of their judiciary committee said they're not offering diversion to rapes. They're not offering diversion for extreme sexual assaults, but that's what he decided to bring up in his veto.
Yeah. Because lying works.
Ah, here we get to the crux of the situation. So if you read a little further down, the day before he signed the veto, he went to a conference that was hosted by the Florida Police Chiefs Association. And they oppose the measure.
There you go.
So,
but like, you get to choose what you do. As a cop, you get to say, nah, fuck this kid. Which to me is fucked up. I think the state attorney should maybe do that. But you get to make the choice as a cop. And they're still against it. They're going to help 27,000 kids. They don't give a shit about anybody, dude. They don't. So. I assume this will be overruled by Congress.
I mean, one hopes. I mean, and ultimately, like, that's probably, like, if DeSantis doesn't truly feel strongly about this, like, that's ultimately he wins, because that way he could say, oh, I tried to fight it. It was those guys that passed over top of it. Like, he just wants to pass the buck off, probably.
Yeah.
So, cool. That's a dude I definitely want to be president, one who shirks, you know, the ultimate responsibility at the end of the day. Neat.
Yeah, I believe we had 4 years of that.
We certainly did.
The buck stops somewhere over else. There, dude. Yeah, not here.
Not with me.
Dude, I'm busy. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, that seems really stupid. Like I can't imagine. Like, actually, no, I can't imagine it, because, quite frankly, vetoing a bill that has near unanimous support in the legislature seems quite Trumpian, to put a coin a term.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, it is kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. It is kind of ironic that Trump often played "You Can't Always Get What You Want" by the Rolling Stones, because that's how I feel mm-hmm. when I read this story.
here's what I'm surprised about. Like, we thought when Trump had COVID that things were real bad. Like, we came on the podcast and talked about it, and we're like, this was bad. Like, this is real bad.
Remember when people were like, nah, he's faking it?
Yeah.
Y'all thought he was faking it?
And guess what? we were right.
Yeah. Yeah. That motherfucker almost died, yo. Like, come on, man. Like, he's faking it, yo. Like, he's not Machiavelli. Like guys, he's a moron. No, he got COVID because he didn't believe in wearing a mask because he thought it made him look like a pussy or whatever. And then he almost fucking died, which would have been awesome. We're so close to playing Crab Rave. So fucking close.
That would have just been an hour and a half of Crab Rave. Like, we would have released a separate episode that's just Crab Rave on loop basically for an hour and a half.
I feel like we just underplay it that whole episode. just play it, you know, just obnoxiously play Crab Rave over and over again. Yeah, so this article in the Washington Post, inside the extraordinary effort to save Trump from COVID-19. Yeah, stop trying so hard. Yeah, apparently Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar's phone rang with an urgent request. The president's fucking dying, dude. More or less is how that call went. It was, could he help someone at the White House obtain an experimental coronavirus treatment known as a monoclonal antibody? Can you imagine that phone call? What? What are you talking about? It's 3 a.m. Like, yeah, no, the president is fucking wheezing, dude. This shit ain't going well. So basically, like, his his oxygen levels in his blood was like below 94%, which is low.
That's
like,
real bad, by the way.
That's real fucking bad. That's real bad.
I think I mentioned it at the time because, like I said, I volunteered as an EMT for a little bit. Like, basically anything below 95 is fucking troubles town.
Yeah, you should be at 99%.
And really, you want to be at like 98 or 99, yeah, give or take.
Right.
So.
Right, unless you're like a little kid and you're like, I'm at 100 because your body is working perfectly. Yeah,
like if you're sitting around 95 or less, like, that's like, let's get this motherfucker to the hospital and just give him all of the oxygen now, because otherwise he's probably going to die.
Yeah, it's not like a score on a test. Like, yeah. Oh, you got 85, you're fine. Like, still, nah, still yo. Like, no. I'm good.
That just means you're going to die, so.
Nah, you're fucked up. So, yeah, basically it says, after he decided to have a meeting with, like, Gold Star families, and, you know, people weren't allowed to wear masks because, you know, it made him feel, you know, all gay inside or whatever. Or whatever fucking nonsense, bullshit dude bravado, thing he was pushing. Two days after that, he flew to Cleveland, for the first presidential debate, against, fucking President Joseph Robinette Biden. Trump was erratic the whole evening, probably because his fucking body was eating itself.
Yeah, I mean, almost, because again, you still remember, like, when, like, after he was there for like a day, like, he made the fucking, like, Secret Service guys in the fucking full hazmat suit, like, take him for a trip around the block, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Just like to show he's well, quote unquote.
That was once he got sent to Walter Reed. Like,
oh, you're this just, is, no, this is before. You're not
this before. Is before. this article goes through his churning demise.
So if you're quick fucking, so if like you're saying, oh, he's acting weird, how would you know? Like, how's that different from normal?
Right. Stuff? Right. Was he just like, hey guys, I think I should be reasonable. They're like, there's something broken. He's broken. It's broken. He's talking with, you know, he's not using monosyllabic phrases. this guy's fucking wilding. It says almost 48 hours after the debate, Trump became terribly ill. Hours after his tweet announcing he and First Lady Melania Trump had coronavirus infections, the president began a rapid spiral downward. Oh, so close.
He was in danger. What kind of danger? Grave danger.
Is there any other kind? Is that clear? Crystal. You said danger. Is there any other kind? His fever spiked and his blood oxygen level fell below 94%, like we were talking about. At one point, dipping into the 80s. Into the 80s. Oh, that was it, baby. Oh, we were right there.
We were so close.
God damn it. If this had happened earlier in the pandemic, it would have been over for him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's lucky that it happened as late into the late in the pandemic as it did, because they had much more experimental drugs.
Well, and this, look,
if he had caught this shit in like the first like 6 weeks.
Well, and that's the thing, like him getting it that late on was not for lack of trying. Like, remember, he was still holding rallies in the summer with no masks and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He like it was like he was tempting fate the entire time.
Yeah.
But yeah, had that been 2-3 months earlier, nah, it would have been a wrap for him. It would have been a wrap. Like, that would have been done. Because he wouldn't have survived the night. Mm. What could they have done? They would have had to throw that fucker on a ventilator. It would have been a fucking – that's it. He is in shitty shape. You can't just eat hamburgers and 2 scoops of ice cream every night and like, oh, I'll be fine. No, you will not be fine.
I have no doubt that had he actually died during this sequence, they would have tried – and failed spectacularly to pull like a Weekend at Bernie situation with the president.
I don't doubt that.
They would have tried.
They would not have acknowledged he was dead for a couple days.
They would have tried something to not let people know that he had died. They'd have been like, look, there's this movie. It came out in the 90s called Dave. Can we find someone who looks and sounds exactly like Donald Trump to play the president on TV?
I could see it, dude.
They did fake Melania.
You're right. They did. I didn't look. I know. Oh, that wasn't fake Melania. Yes, it was. That woman did not look like her. Yo, no, knock it off. And I know it's true because Melania hates that dude. She didn't want to be around him. She's like, you take that fucking fake Melania down.
That became a really fun collection of memes. Like, especially towards the end there, like all the close shots of like him trying to hold her hand, and she's like, get the fuck away. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't wait to divorce her ass. I'm surprised they're still married, to be honest.
I mean, it's not like they're in the same fucking zip code right now.
is she back in New York?
I think she's been in New York the entire time. Like, I think she's been there, and he's fucking around at Mar-a-Lago, and now he's fucking around in Jersey.
He don't want to go back to New York. No. Don't do that. No, they indict your ass. They scoop your ass up the second you – don't cross that border, dude. They will grab you. Like, don't even fuck around. Tish James might come and do it personally.
Phil Murphy's no friend of Trump's. He'll throw his ass across the Hudson and be like, get the fuck out of here.
That's true.
Get out of my state, bitch.
That's true. Like, you don't call me son. You're under arrest, you son.
Why would the Trump become fucking Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Colonel Jessup. He wishes he was as cool as Colonel Jessup.
He does wish he was as cool as Colonel Jessup. I bet you he sees himself like that. Like, I bet you, like, he sees.
Oh, 100%, dude. Like, 100%.
That's me. I should sue them for basing their character off of me. But really, I'm flattered. Really, I.
Jack Nicholson, one of the all-time greats. Yeah, no, one. He definitely sees himself. Like, he's like, you need me on that wall. You need me. Like, no, we don't. We don't want you on that wall. We don't need you on that wall. Also, that wall is high, so you would never stand on it. So let's knock that off. At one point,
where he got the idea for the border wall, he's like, "What if that?" But Mexico.
Imagine them paying for it. What? They just go with it. My supporters would love it. Sean Connolly, the White House physician, attended to the president. At his bedside, Trump was given oxygen in an effort to stabilize him. The doctors gave Trump an 8 gram of coke, of 2 monoclonal antibodies through an intravenous tube. The experimental treatment was what had required the FDA sign-off. So they had to get the FDA sign-off just for him. That's amazing. He was also given a first dose of antiviral drug. I'm going to butcher this. Remdesivir. I don't know. I cannot pronounce that word. It's so fucking terrible. And it looks like a very easy word to pronounce, but I'm an idiot. The drug was authorized for use, but still hard to get for many patients because it was in short supply. But they found it to give to him, unfortunately. Yeah, so basically it had still gotten pretty bad, and then they took his ass to Walter Reed. They were like, no, dude, you're going to fucking die. So, gone. So then he recovered there. But it still was a little, dicey. So, and then they were like, look, they had to pump him with so many steroids so that he could walk up the stairs when he came back to the White House triumphantly. Here I come. Oh God, are these stairs? You know, so when he did that, that he was pumped full of drugs like fucking Hitler in Nazi Germany. So, yeah, good for him, I guess. We were so close, guys.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it would have been something if he had died in October, because it would have been really embarrassing to the Republican Party to still see him having gotten like 50 million votes in the presidential election, even though he had kicked the bucket at that point.
Oh, 100%. And they would have said it was rigged anyway. And he still
– oh, well, he should have won. There was some other fun. There was some other fun stuff in that book that this came from, which is the new book from Michael Wolff. So, you know, fucking take it with a grain of salt anyway, just because that fucking guy.
Well, look, one of the greatest things of all time was that SNL skit with Fred Emerson playing him. And he's like, are all the things in your book true? He's like, well, did you like the book? He's like, yeah, I liked it. Were you entertained? Yeah. Then it's all true. Like, yeah, that's enough.
My favorite anecdote is that apparently, like, the safest place to be.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's the story. That's the story.
Oh, that's later on. Fantastic.
Yeah. No,
fantastic.
Don't.
Oh, I didn't get it from the title, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
More on the Michael Wolff book later.
Yeah, no. That story is too good, dude. Yeah, that story is
more too good. More on that in hour two. So.
Oh, my God. I laughed my ass off on that story. So, yeah, we came very close. So all those people who said, hey, like, he was faking it. No, he was not. He absolutely wasn't.
Oh, by the way, so, like, we're not talking, like, infrastructure or real shit this week. For some reason, like, it just doesn't feel like an eat your vegetables kind of week. Like, we're having too much fun.
Yeah.
We're having too much fun.
No, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Like, look, sometimes it's a little bit of – it's all dessert, right? You're going to have a stomachache at the end, but it, you know, it's okay. Next up, the Trump Organization, apparently, the Trump Org and the CFO, Mr. Weisselberg, Andrew Weisselberg, have both been indicted by the Manhattan grand jury. So that is – we are recording on Wednesday, June 30th. I've never seen Brad happier.
This is great. I love it.
But this is getting announced supposedly on Thursday, the 1st. On a scale of 1 to 1,000, Brad, how hyped are you for this?
Look, this is fucking great. I'm going through, like, looking at pictures in the story. It occurs to me that I'm really sad that John Polito died a couple years ago, because he would have been a dead ringer for fucking Alan Weisselberg.
Wait, who?
In the movie, John Polito. You know who John Polito is? John Polito is a famous that guy. He was the, like, private detective that was following the Big Lebowski around in the Big Lebowski. And he's been in, like, a million other things. Like, if you see John Polito, you'll be like, oh, shit, I know who that guy is.
I don't. How do you spell his last name?
It should be Polito. Jonpolito.
I don't think I know who this is.
I know you've seen him and stuff. Weirdly, he was also the villain in Blank Man, which is also where I first saw him. The villain in Blank Man. He was the bad guy.
All right, I'm gonna have to.
But he could have been Alan Weisselberg in the movie, because they look very much alike.
Yo, the villain in Blank Man. Yo, Brad, your fucking movie knowledge is fucking weird, dude. You like that one LL Cool J movie about a funeral?
I've never seen that movie. I'm just aware of its existence.
No, liar. It's Brad's favorite movie. Brad loves very interesting black cinema, like Blank Man.
I'm just saying Blank Man and Meteor Man were, I think, the first two black movies that I ever watched. So.
Wow, what? Oh, that guy, yeah. All right, nope. Yeah, Michael the Suit Manelli. Yeah, that would have been a dead ringer for Weisselberg. You're right. Oh my God. So okay, Trump Organization gets nailed. So does Weisselberg. Weisselberg's son, I believe, is also involved, which would help him possibly get rolled or rolling on Trump. Look, I mean, the reality is this is not a good thing for Trump or his kids because they're pretty much the only employees for the Trump org. Now, I don't have any level of I don't feel like the chances of Trump going to jail are high.
Right.
Just because rich people don't. I mean, Bill Cosby literally just got out today.
Right. And and actually, like, to be honest, like, there's a small part of me that's a little annoyed because I know that all that's going to happen with this is they're going to use it as like, look, they're trying to stop me from becoming president again. And they're going to use it as like a rallying cry more than anything else while the investigation is going on, at least.
Right. So what I'm hoping is, like, don't come after them on little shit.
Right.
Like, you got to have – like, when you come for them, when, you know, as they say, when you come for the king, you best come correct. Like, they got to have, like, you know, it's got to be stone cold facts. Like, here is what they did. There is no argument. There is no argument. And look, that's not going to matter. It's a MAGA world, right? Like, they don't believe in reality. But for everybody else, they got to know that when you went after these guys, it was legit. And not for some ticky-tack shit either. Like, oh, they gave themselves raises. That's ticky-tack bullshit. I need, like, this guy committed insurance fraud, which is very obvious.
I think they're starting there to get the ball rolling. Like they're trying to hit Weisselberg with, like, improper benefits and things of that nature.
Sure.
Because that puts him at great jeopardy, but it's not, like, super linked with the organization that you have to like tie everyone up in one bundle to be able to get them. So that way you can get him out of jeopardy and then he can just testify to all the other shit that you could then probably roll up. And I'm sure that they're hoping that they can discover stuff from him as well. Cause like I said, he's got all the books. He knows where the bodies are buried as they say. So,
right. So look, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you might get him in jail, right? You might. Mm-hmm. I think if maybe Cy Vance wasn't leading it and they were like, Tish James, perhaps you would like to lead this. I think you could maybe get them caught up in some like real jail time. That being said, I think what is a more likely thing is, and because Tish James is also like her team is involved in this. Mm-hmm. I think what's more likely than anything, they destroy the Trump company. Like it's mm-hmm. done. Like, I think it, much like the NRA, like, yeah, like, if New York really wanted to, they could go after, what's his face? Wayne LaPierre and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, they could really go after those guys and really put them, you know, in a vice. But it's almost more damaging to just destroy the NRA. Like, it's way more damaging. Like, oh, we'll just start a new one. Yeah, but you're going to lose a lot of people in that transition to that new company. Like, you are. Your name is not the same. It doesn't carry that same weight for a long time. Like that's why, look, Quiz is kept. Comcast changed Xfinity how many years ago?
Yeah, they still call it. It's still Comcast.
Right, because that name branding matters, right? Yeah. Like, people need to go, like, What's the gun place? NRA. Boom. I like those guys, right? Or I hate them. Like, so destroying that name and not making that a company that you can use, that name, that does damage. Takes a long time for certain things to, you know, get like, hey, we started this new thing called the, you know, America's Gun Awesomeness or whatever. Like, it takes a while for that shit to permeate out to other people.
And again, case in point, like, the Trump organization, like, literally – all he has is his name. Like that. That's the joke. Is he just likes to fucking build things and slap his name on the side of it?
Right. Like, so what happens when you can't?
Right. Like that. That's the whole fucking deal. So if you can take down the company, that knocks out a lot of the cachet. Because what the fuck is Don Jr. going to go do if he's not fucking working for the Trump organization?
Nothing. And the company sucks. It's not a good company, right? Like. It's not, oh, these guys are geniuses or whatever. They're grifters. They're fucking grifters. So, I mean, I guess the only thing that could backfire is they just, like, permanently stay in politics, which is like, oh, no. Oh, God. What have we done? But that's probably inevitable anyway.
Right.
Right. So, No, I think there's a I think there is a higher than average chance that they absolutely destroy that company, which is awesome. By the way, what it like? Okay, if you destroy it, mm-hmm. that means you take the assets. Mm-hmm. Well, those like again, their assets are just their name. They don't own those hotels and shit around the world.
Yeah,
someone else owns those. Well, those just get rebranded. No, you can't put Trump on this shit. Take that fucking shit off. Bye. This is the one in Azerbaijan or whatever. Gone. No. Take that fucking sign off. You put Tish James on there. Like Cy Vance's name on there.
It's the State of New York Plaza.
Yeah, like, right? Like, can you imagine they just, like, Trump Tower he owns in New York. Like, that's his. You imagine if the federal government or the state of New York is like, yeet. Like, that's ours now. It's gone. Like, we're going to open it up to poor people.
You're evicted. Get out of here.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. Or, no, you can let him stay, but he got to pay you rent. Like, nah, I'm going to need that money on the 1st and the 5th. Let's go. So, I don't know. I don't think he's going to go to jail. I don't think any of them are going to go to jail. Though it looks like Ivanka might have gotten caught lying in a deposition. Again, rich people don't really do time, but I would love it if we started treating rich people like we treat everybody else. That's perjury. And that you go to jail for that shit. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really rich. No. Okay, Barbie. We'll see.
Yeah, no one goes to jail for perjury, though.
I know. They should. You would. I would. You go in front of Congress and fucking tell someone.
Oh, no. Yeah. If we fucking boldface lied, absolutely. We would.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think The Rock is great in those Fast and Furious movies. They'd lock me up immediately. It's a lie. I don't. Thursday will be meltdown day in Trump world, and I cannot wait. This is unfair. What's the evidence? Oh, no.
and it's so funny because so he went down to the border, apparently, to do some event with some Republican fucking chuckleheads down there. I can't wait for the purpose of that event to be completely wiped to the side. And he's just going to talk about how aggrieved he is about getting charged in New York when this shit unfolds tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And he will attack Tish James for being a black woman or something about her looks. You can guarantee it. You can guarantee it. This guy used to be fucking president of the United States. Crazy. By the way, I would just like to point out, tomorrow when the Trump organization gets indicted, that will still be one more indictment than the Clinton Foundation ever got. I would just like to point that out. All right? It's such a corrupt organization. But, okay. I never found the time. Amazing that. So South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who definitely could be a stand-in for one of those what's that vampire movie with the chicken all black?
Twilight? Is that what it is?
No. What's the Kate Beckinsale ones?
Oh, Underworld. Underworld.
Yeah. She looks like she could be a stand-in for one of the vampires in that series. So she's, she decided that, hey, we need to send 50 National Guard troops. It's funny. South Dakota is such a joke state. They have 3,100 National Guard members. Like, all right, come on, guys. Why even have it? But she's going to send 50 of her greatest warriors down to the border to help because, we got to secure our borders against – poor people or whatever. But that's not the problem. The problem is the funding to send those troops isn't coming from the state. Instead, it's coming from a private investor. The donor, Willis Johnson, a Tennessee billionaire who sent money through his family's foundation, will be paying for the deployment. I thought that Republicans were cool with pretending not to sell our troops to the highest bidder. So are we basically now, can we just fund trips? for the National Guard places?
Either that or they don't think like the National Guard is the real military. They're just like the fake military.
I mean, that's arguably what they're saying, right? Like, or they think that the National Guard is just a bunch of mercs.
No, like, that's literally what they're implying, I think, with this story. Yes,
I am amazed by this. They're like, the fuck are you doing? Like, we got the illegals. You got illegals coming in, and I just think they ought to follow the rules of America. South Dakota is a small state, and they want to help America. I want to help them. Says Willis Johnson, the Tennessee billionaire.
I mean, it's
here's how, like, you pay. Here's how you help America. Pay your fucking taxes, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that would be cool, because I bet you Willis Johnson probably doesn't pay the
I guarantee you he
taxes
doesn't.
That he needs.
No way he does.
But instead, you know, he's paying to fund the National Guard going down to Texas. But it's weird though, because like on one hand, it's I kind of appreciate it, because at the same time, like, she was going to do this anyway. Like, regardless of whether he ponied up for this or not, like, this was going to happen. So I appreciate that South Dakota taxpayers don't have to foot the bill for what's essentially a publicity stunt in a lot of ways. It's just silly that they're using, like, again, the actual military to do
it. Yeah, it's not cool. Well, because, okay, what precedent does that start?
Right.
Right? Okay, Willis Johnson says, hey, I'll fund sending these troops.
What's next? The federal government's going to start sending war soldiers overseas to fund wars for money.
That would be crazy, bro.
Yeah, I could never fucking happening.
No, it's not like, you know, the leader of said organization was caught in the Seychelles doing dirt with the Russians. No, that would be crazy. How odd. I wonder if his sister will ever become a member of the cabinet. Crazy, right? That guy should be in fucking prison. Or just shot in the desert, which would also be fine.
Like I said, I'm a big fan of the latter. We don't need to foot a prison bill.
No, if Willis Johnson wants to pay for the bullets to have that guy fucking murdered in the desert and just thrown under a fucking pile, that'd be fine.
Dude, Eric Prince even has like the name of a guy who would be the head of the fucking private military corporation in a bad action movie.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes, Eric Prince. Like, wow, that guy is really a piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, he'd be played by Nicolas Cage. Like not even good Nicolas Cage. Like, late stage Nicolas Cage. Like, it'd be pretty bad.
Yeah. No, I'm actually okay with that. Nicolas Cage, when they finally do that movie, Nicolas Cage as Eric Prince, I'm okay with it. Looks nothing like him, but that's fine. It's totally fine. I imagine Eric Prince, if he was in a movie, he would look like Wesker from those Resident Evil movies, right? All black, shades on always, right? Like, that's him.
Trench coat all the time.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, that's right. My sister's the education secretary, and I make zombies. What? What are you even talking
about? You could tell me. You can make up anything that Blackwater was doing, and I would probably believe it if it's like in like some sort of military centric type of thing.
Yeah,
like you said, absolutely. Like you're like, no, they're literally developing the T virus. Be like, it makes sense.
No, that's about right. That's about right. Did you know that Lance Riddick is playing Wesker in the live action?
I heard about that. That's interesting, actually. I think
I like Lance. I like do Lance too. Riddick a lot.
Lance Riddick doesn't always make good role choices, though.
He doesn't. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
But I know he wears glasses. I'm going to need you got to give that man the shades. All black everything, including your skin, apparently.
He doesn't make choices as poor as, like, Fassbender, but, you know, he's pretty close.
Brad, we've been having a lovely evening.
We're an hour two.
Nah, yo,
we got to give the people what they want.
You smug bastard. let's see. Next up, this weekend, stupid. Brad, you had not seen this story.
I had not seen this story.
I had gotten a whiff of this story on the old Twitters. State Senator Chris Kapenga.
Like Topanga, like from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, Chris Kapenga, okay. Right? The long lost cousin of one Topanga.
I just pulled this up. This dude looks like the fucking RC Cola version of Anthony Scaramucci. I swear to God.
I think he looks like, incidentally, you know, from Boy Meets World, I think he looks like Sean grown up.
Sean grown up, but things took a really poor turn somewhere along the way.
Yeah, he's like, oh man. We can call his office, see if we can get him on the phone.
What if they're open at 9:40 Wisconsin time?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Look, that guy's got nothing going on.
Topanga, thugs of news. Wanted to get a quote for you on the record.
What the fuck is your problem? So, do you know what a cuck is? because you are one. So, state senator Chris Topanga. Trump called him out for some reason. Mm-hmm. Was like, this guy fucking sucks during his rally, right? I don't know why. I don't really care. What I care about is Chris Topanga's response, which is amazing. So I'm going to read a little bit of it because I feel like, Brad, you're going to find this to be pretty hilarious. Keep in mind, Donald Trump insulted this guy publicly.
Yes. Okay. First.
Before
this happened.
Okay. So this is what he writes on his website. Mr. President, one of the most frustrating things to watch during your presidency was a continued attacks on you from fake news outlets with no accountability to truth. I can't argue, I can't imagine the frustration you and your family felt. Unfortunately, in our position of public service, we have to accept the reality that often truth in the media is no longer based on facts, but simply what one feels like saying. Yeah, okay. This leads me to your recent press release stating that I am responsible for holding up a forensic audit of the Wisconsin elections. This could not be further from the truth. Let me first say that very few people have the honor of being named publicly by the United States president. He insulted him.
Very few people have been dragged by the president.
I'm honored
to be counted among them.
I am a fucking loser. I never imagined mine would be mentioned, much less in this light, from a president that I have publicly supported and still support. I feel I need to respond, even though you will likely never hear of it. As the power of your pen to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin.
Dude, get
yo, I could not believe that was real. Nevertheless,
I'm surprised he's able to probably dictate the statement with Trump's dick still in his mouth.
Right, balls deep. Nevertheless, I need to correct your false claim against me. I never received a call from you or any of your sources asking about the election audit. If you had, I would have told you that long before the press release, I called the auditor in charge of the election audit that it was taking place in Wisconsin and requested a forensic component to the audit. But yes, Thor's hammer to his bobby pin. Wow.
Those two things don't have anything to do with one another.
They literally like –
Like you could be like Thor's hammer and like this Stanley hammer that I bought from Home Depot. Like,
right,
like,
right.
Hell, that would have been a more apt comparison, I feel like.
Like, okay. Like, what a fucking loser to be mentioned alongside these other people. Like, dude, come on, man. God damn. Have some self-respect.
How much you would have bet that he like has a clip of Trump dragging him like on his phone and he like shows it to friends. Like, look, the president said my name. He said my name.
Like, dude.
Like he's calling you an idiot. I know, but he said my name.
It's so cool, man. It's so cool. Yeah, like the Washington Post was like, this is the Washington Post referred to this Wisconsin Republican's letter to Trump is high art. Oh my God! What a fucking loser!
Later on, first I ask that you issue a press release in similar fashion that corrects the information, and also encourages people to support what I have requested in the audit. Second, you owe me a round of golf at the club of your choice. So you claim to support this man, yet you're asking him to publicly admit that he was wrong about something? Like, yeah. like you think you know this dude. Like, you say, like, you know how this guy clicks, and you're like, no, I want you to correct the record. Like, my man, like, the thing he said the first time is the record, according to him. Doesn't matter what information he's presented with after the fact. Them's the facts.
Yeah, no kidding. That's another part of the letter. This is what both of us have fought against. Being cut from the same cloth in our backgrounds and knowing that.
was he also born with all of the silver spoons in his mouth, Chris?
Right, exactly. Multiple spoons. The reparation must always be of more value than the wrong done. I have two requests. And that's the round of golf that you're referring to. Us cut from the same cloth. Dude. Oh my God. He's never gonna fuck you, man.
I've read ahead to the last paragraph. The last paragraph is something else. Like he went hard in the paint for the first part of this, but holy shit.
Brad.
Like I've never seen genuflecting.
Yeah, read it, Brad.
I'm quoting directly here.
No. Brad is reading his own personal tattoo that he has.
I write this as I'm about to board a plane due to a family medical emergency. In addition to my Trump socks, I will pull up my Trump Pence mask when I board the plane, as required by federal law. I figure if the liberals are going to force me to wear a mask, I'm going to make it as painful for them as possible. I will continue to do this regardless of whether or not I ever hear from you.
Thank you for doing great things as our president.
Yo, this
respectfully? No, dude, that's not respectfully. Like, on my knees. Chris Kapenga. Wow.
Let me just say, Mr. President, that I would pee on your bed anytime.
You call me and I'll be there. I'll have a Four Loko in hand, ready to go.
Yo, I think the Times has it best. They called it like the most like dear leader letter that they've ever seen in their entire in that we've ever seen in this country.
It's a cult.
Yeah,
it's a cult. This dude was like, I'm pulling up my Trump socks and putting on a Trump mask. Wow, why do you have a Trump Pence mask? They tried to kill Pence.
Right. You should have scratched that Pence out.
Yeah, just, fuck that guy.
Cut a hole in it so he could breathe through it. Damn right, liberals.
Yeah. I love how he thinks that wearing a mask that says Trump Pence makes liberals pay, like, forces them, like pain. No, it doesn't. I just go, oh, that guy's an idiot. Cool. Glad he's wearing a mask. Like, whatever. Like, that doesn't hurt us. We just hate his guts. It doesn't pain us to know that he exists.
Yeah, it just all it is a public identifier that you are a fucking idiot. We just know not to want to deal with you at all. Basically.
Hey, how's it going? Nice mask. Go fuck yourself. That's it. Like, it doesn't trust me. It doesn't hurt me. I'm like, oh, there's another person I'm smarter than. Got it. That actually makes me feel really great about myself. Last but not least, this is such a great story. I'm actually upset that you knew about this. Apparently, out of Michael Wolff's book, people like Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Miller opted to work on the second floor of the White House because Trump in his 4 years never walked up the stairs to get there. Working on the second floor of the West Wing, allowed aides to avoid dealing with the president because he never walked up the stairs to get to the upper floor. Wolf wrote that, working out of the second floor office, as Trump advisors Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Miller opted to do, quote, meant a degree of exclusion, but also protection because Trump would never climb the stairs. And by the end of his term, he never had. Look, he's got some sort of phobia for like walking upstairs or walking down ramps.
Inclines?
Yeah, he does. He does. That's why he had like he was holding like it wasn't Merkel's hand. It was
Theresa May's hand.
Theresa May, right?
Yeah, it was.
He was like, hold me, I gotta walk down this little ramp. Do you think they'll have?
I remember when he was like shuffling down the ramp at West Point at the Army Academy graduation. So
yeah, and then they showed fucking video of Joe Biden like fucking fucking running full speed.
Yeah, and he tripped on the step and, yeah. You know, they're like, oh, look at Joe Biden. He's so old and decrepit. Meanwhile, it takes Trump like literally a minute to walk down a 20-foot ramp. But all right.
I'm so scared. Like, yeah, yeah. He, no, but it's so funny. Like, look, if you have a phobia of that, you know, for whatever reason, or you have like balance issues or something like that, that part's not funny, mm-hmm. right? Like for a normal person. But what is funny to me is like, I don't have a problem making fun of, like, if he has a balance issue or some health issue, I will still make fun of Donald Trump because he's a reprehensible piece of shit. I don't care. I'm not one of those, I'm not one of those liberals who are like, you can't make fun of Hitler. He had a drug addiction. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's fine. Yes, you can. God said I can do it. But
well, also he doesn't, since if he doesn't with Trump, like the fact that he goes out of his way not to acknowledge it is also reason to do it, because when you're like, no, of course I'm not scared of ramps. And then like he shuffles like a little baby down a ramp. Like you can mock that because you're being a fucking moron.
Right. And, so. And you know, like if, again, if he was someone else, I wouldn't make fun of that. Right. But he's also often portrayed, and he tries to portray himself as being like this, like strong, muscular, fit guy. I'm like, you're not. You're a fucking sack of mashed potatoes, just rolling around. What are you talking about? Like when people Photoshop his head on like Rambo's body? Why? He's never looked like that. He's always been an out of shape piece of garbage. He always has.
By like, his, oh, by his so own tough. Admission, in terms of like the shape part, he doesn't exercise. He told you he doesn't exercise.
No, he doesn't want to run down his battery.
No, that dude has a finite amount of energy in him, and he's not going to waste it on dumb shit like exercise.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Clearly. Thanks. Well, yeah. I didn't need you to tell me that, but all right.
Yeah, like we can tell, dude. That Duracell is fucking blinking red. We get it. Like, it's fine.
See, that's why I fucking like Ronnie Jackson is an insane person to me. Like, I said it in the Discord group that, like, here's a dude who was the doctor for the president. Like he was a respected physician. And first he gets out there and he's like, Donald Trump weighs 239 pounds. No, he's got a perfect bill of health. Like, and then like he's ridiculed, obviously. And then like he's like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Now I'm gonna become like a right-wing grifter congressman who is now calling for Joe Biden to take cognitive tests because I was mad when people made fun of me for saying that Donald Trump wasn't a fucking idiot.
Like, I think he should take a cognitive test. Like, he doesn't seem to have any cognitive issues. Yeah. I think it's so funny. Republicans go, well, he stutters. Yeah, that's not a cognitive issue. Like, I mean, I guess it technically is, but that's not like his brain doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, it's a stuttering issue. Like, oh, he's having trouble talking. He doesn't hide the fact that he had a stutter as a kid. He literally has calls with kids who stutter to help them. Like, he's a normal human being. People stutter. That's fine. But like, the Republican Party has fallen so far that we're literally making fun of people who stutter.
I mean, considering how Trump started out on the campaign trail making fun of the disabled reporter.
Right.
What do you expect? Like, as soon as that was not only tolerated but encouraged, like, there was nowhere else to go. Of course they're going to make fun of fucking Joe Biden for stuttering.
I mean, granted, I just said I would make fun of Trump, you know, because he's a reprehensible piece of shit. I guess in their views, Joe Biden is a reprehensible piece of shit. So I will take them. I will be fair to them. That being said, like, I don't care if you make fun of his stuttering. I think it's a little I think it's kind of fucked up. But again, it's something that he admits to. Right. And it's something he's overcame. And it has nothing to do with whether or not he's cognitively capable of doing the job.
Yeah.
It's not.
And to be fair, like if Trump started running out there fucking eating healthier and started like, you know, walking around the track every day and fucking doing some cardio, like I'd be like, oh, you know. Good for you taking it seriously. Like, I'm glad you're trying not to die while you're the fucking president.
Yeah. No, like, you should, by the way. That seems
like a good idea.
Right. Like, look, I was happy and sad about that story from the Washington Post. Like, oh, we were almost there. But at the same time, like, it's not good for the country if the president fucking kicks rocks in the middle of his presidency. Any president.
I don't know. I feel like it would have been good for the country if Donald Trump kicked rocks during his presidency.
Well, I think what you would have seen.
I feel like it couldn't have been worse.
I think you would have seen, like, January 6th, I think it could have been worse. I think it could have been worse.
I don't think like, it would happen.
You don't
I,
think so?
I think that Trump was a unique animator of that situation. He's the one that egged it on in the first place.
I mean, that's true.
It's like, we're going to march up the fucking hill. Mike Pence wouldn't have done that shit. Mike Pence would have rolled out there on fucking November 3rd and been like, I lost. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like he would not have. Yeah. Like,
well, no, I agree with that. That the like post-election that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about as right after he died. Like, let's say he died on whatever day from COVID. I think it would have been like they killed him, conspiracy theory bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I think these people would have been like, let's fucking rock and roll. Like, I don't think it would have been like we wouldn't have gotten to an election for that to happen. I'm mm-hmm. saying right then. I could tell. Dude, these are the same people who swore that morbidly obese Antonin Scalia was killed. Why would you believe that?
He was killed by heart disease.
Yeah. Have you seen him? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, they're like, oh, they killed Scalia. Who? McDonald's? What are you talking about? No, stop it. But they can't imagine, like, nobody was like, the Republicans killed Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She had cancer like 7 times. Like, what are you talking about? She was fucking old. She died. That's what happens. But they immediately went to morbidly obese Antonin Scalia. Definitely, there was a nefarious reason why he killed. These are the same people who are talking about John McAfee was killed. John McAfee was killed by Hillary Clinton.
I mean,
John McAfee was a fucking psycho.
I was about to say, quite frankly, I'm surprised John McAfee didn't leave like a DVD behind that says I was killed by Hillary Clinton. In the event of my death, Hillary Clinton killed me. So like,
just FYI. Well, he said they were like I follow a lot of the crazy QAnon stuff because I just find a lot of
God,
it.
God bless you for it, because that's never going to be me.
So. No, it's I don't follow it directly. I follow it through other, you know, like sort of other.
Yeah, Jay is the chaotic good on the alignment scale. So.
I am. Lawful evil.
Lawful evil.
Evil. I believe in the rules only because I can exploit them. But. Like, their new thing was that, yes, John McAfee he was killed, obviously, by Hillary Clinton, obviously, but that John McAfee left all of it because he had said, like, he had, like, an automatic thing that would go get sent out if he died, which
like,
was a lie.
Like the rapture? Like, the people that do, like, the rapture yeah, emails?
Like, an automatic email will go out giving me all this information. That didn't happen. Same thing what's-his-name said from WikiLeaks when he got arrested. No, if I don't check in, then this thing will happen. You've been in jail for, like, 2 years at this point. Like, what happened? Like, nothing. Like, it's all bullshit, right? It had a dead man switch. But they were like, oh, somebody faked this thing. It was like John McAfee was actually he had all his secret data in, you'll never guess, Brad, in the building that partially collapsed in Florida. And he had tweeted out, even though if you look at his tweets, he never tweeted this out. He tweeted out that, yes, I have all of this stuff in the following building. Why would you tell you where your secret things are? And it's like the address of that building. Like, what? These people are idiots.
People are fucking wild, man.
They're like, see, it's true. Why? But if it's a secret bit of information, why would you tell? And someone was like, hey, Hillary, why don't we just do a nice quiet B&E and just steal John McAfee's data? And she's like, no. Blow up half the building.
we must also kill 100 people at the same time.
To cover it up. What?
Well, let's cause an earthquake. And it'll be an earthquake. Everyone will – they're mind blown because earthquakes don't happen in Miami. They're like, what's going on? Like, I feel like that'll make it more obvious that it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Classic Hillary. Oh, Hillary.
No, but like I said, like I'm not an agent of chaos. Like, I don't like chaotic things to happen. But if chaotic things have to happen, I'd at least rather them be things that make me happy when they do happen. So like, that's why, like, if Trump died, like, would it have been chaos? Yes. Would I have been really pleased about it? Absolutely. Like, but,
oh,
like,
that yeah, would have been no, cool. Of course.
So and then the aftermath would have been worse, because like we said, Mike Pence wouldn't have fucking beat Joe Biden. Mike Pence wouldn't have fucking run again. They would just be like no one running for the Republican nomination. It'd be like, all right, who's the Republican nominee? Thunderdome. Like, let's just throw a bunch of them in a fucking pit. Whoever emerges, that's the guy.
Well, that's 2024. It is gonna be fucking Thunderdome.
Maybe that's what Trump will do. He's like, listen, I'm gonna take my son, Donald Jr., my other son, Ron DeSantis, and I'm gonna put them into a steel cage and I'm gonna have them fight each other, and whoever wins, they can be the Republican nominee. Eric, you can ring the bell. And Ivanka will be the ring girl that will hold the card up around the ring.
Look, frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump said, look, I'll be the nominee. Like, the party will agree that I am the nominee. You're all running to be my VP. I wouldn't be surprised if the party was like, that seems reasonable.
Well, I mean, right, so their policy platform as a party is whatever he wants to do. So, I mean, it's not that far of a stretch to just be like, he's declared he's the nominee. He is the nominee. He has declared it. So there you go. It's in our charter.
Yeah. He's in charge. All right. So I think that's it for us. I'm trying to see if there's any breaking news. Mitt Romney compares Trump rallies to professional wrestling. It's entertaining, but it's not real. Wrestling is real. It's still real to me, Mitt.
I think professional wrestling is more real than the Donald Trump rally.
Yeah, no.
There's more actual presentation happening at a professional wrestling event than
they take rally. COVID. They take COVID seriously.
They do.
So, and sometimes they fire people for cocaine addiction. So, just saying. Maybe they give a shit a little bit more. I'm very wow. Historians rank Trump near bottom of U.S. presidents. Obama rises into the top 10.
Oh, yeah. That did come out. All historians put out their new rankings. Yeah, Trump is 41. I think behind him is Pierce. Andrew Jackson, second bottom. Good on him. And, I think Andrew Johnson was probably in last place.
Yeah, it's got to be Johnson,
which makes sense. Number one was FDR. It wasn't FDR. It was Lincoln. Lincoln, Washington. FDR was third.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck off. And here's the other problem. Reagan has been rising in the ranks. He's now ninth. Ahead of Obama, who's in
town. White people get on my nerves.
Well, but these are historians that are doing this shit. So
are they white bread?
I would imagine the most.
All right. Well, then that's what I said.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Like Reagan when they did this back in 2000, I think Reagan was 12th, and now he's 9th, which I don't care for. Bush W has also been on the come up as well. I think he's in like the low 20s right now, which which seems super high. That's how far Trump has skewed the results. Is that George?
Yo, he's 29.
Yeah, George W. Bush now a mid-ranked president all time.
Holy shit!
Either that, or they're just judging like the first, you know, like the first 20 much harsher than they used to back in the day.
Dude, Bill Clinton debuted. So they have like debut ranking and then their 2021 ranking.
Right.
Obama debut ranking was at 12, which is pretty good, by the way. That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So now he's at 10. Clinton debuted at 21. He's at 19. He should be higher than that.
I would agree. He balanced the budget.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just getting the BJ. That's what hurt him. Like, had that not happened, he'd be higher.
So here's another cool one. So LBJ sits 11th, which I like.
No, that feels right. That feels right to me.
I think he's only going to go up.
LBJ should be where Reagan is.
I would agree with that. Truman seems high at 6, but I feel like that's also probably because of like post-war, you know, shepherding.
Absolutely.
Like the economy growing and that kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
I understand that to some extent.
Look, I get it. Fucking George Washington. I get it.
Oh,
Andrew, get the Jackson, fuck out of here.
Andrew it's Jackson too, is no. still too high. I was thinking of Andrew Johnson, or I was thinking of Jackson when I saw Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson is second from bottom. Andrew Jackson is 22nd.
What? Yes. Old Hickory?
Yes.
Get out of here. No, yo, no. 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 Fuck that guy. Like, that guy was a sociopath. No.
It's true. James Buchanan, last place. That's not a surprise. Like James Buchanan has occupied the bottom of the rankings since they started doing this. So
as long as Franklin Pierce is in the bottom three, I'm fine with it. That guy.
I don't think he's ever not going to be in the bottom three unless they decide to drop Trump even lower. If shit comes out later that happened.
Yo, if that motherfucker gets indicted or like jail time. Oh, he going to the bottom, you know, like
below Buchanan.
He going to leave. Oh, man. He might push Franklin Pierce up one. I don't know, man. Jesus Christ. God,
Woodrow Wilson feels kind of high, too, at 13.
That's pretty high.
It seems. And Madison seems underrated at 16. I would have expected him to be a little higher.
Yeah, Andrew Jackson being 22 is crazy. That's crazy. Over Jimmy Carter, no. It's not fair. Jimmy Carter got screwed.
He did. Yeah, Reagan is, as long as Reagan occupies the top 10, I'm gonna hate this list.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Reagan ruined the fucking U.S. economy for 40 years and counting. Like there's no way he should be fucking ranked this high.
That is correct. Also, again, I mean, I don't know that I can say this enough. White people get on my goddamn nerves. Like, look, Ronald Reagan was a piece of shit. Like, he was a piece of shit. He was in numerous ways. Like, he's a hypocrite on guns. Like, he's a hypocrite on guns. He was terrible on the AIDS epidemic. He was awful on gay rights. Like, he was fucking terrible. He was a terrible president. He was awful economically. He was all like rhetoric wise, he was horrible.
He is only lauded and still held up today because he happened to be the president. And I'm sure he had a lot to do with it because he was massively popular at the time. But he happened to be the president when Republicans finally started to get power back in Congress after like 50 years. Like, literally, Republicans were out of the seat of power for, like, 50 fucking years.
Yeah, and it was the best time in this country as far as, like, economic growth.
No, I mean, quite literally, it was the best time ever in this country.
Yep.
And they finally got back into power, not the least of which was Southern Democrats. A lot of that's when the shift really started to happen of them switching to the Republican side of the ledger. That was not a coincidence either, by the way. Like, those two things are directly related. But Reagan gets credit because he was there when the shit turned around.
Yep.
So, yeah, Reagan sucks ass. I love bursting the bubble of like people who aren't like Trump sycophants but are still serious conservatives that like still love to espouse the gospel of Reagan, and I just love to drag the shit out of them. No, you're wrong. Like, no, Reagan sucks. Reagan fucking sucks. Believing that he does.
Yeah.
That he doesn't. So.
Yeah, look, no, I'm gonna, I will forever fight. Franklin Roosevelt should probably be number one.
I don't know. I feel like the whole Japanese internment thing should preclude him from ever being number one. I feel like it's fair to keep him out of that top spot because
okay, that's fair. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I mean, he also had that really horrible thing with the Secretary of Navy of like diming out gay soldiers. That was pretty fucked up. But we don't talk about that because he wasn't president at the time. When I read his memoir, I was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, wow, I respect you a lot, but this is real bad. This is real bad. I think George Washington should be lower. I do.
I think George Washington is high because of the myth of George Washington. I think that's it. I don't think we can tangibly like especially the early ones. Like, it's hard to really tangibly evaluate them because a lot of what they did is like trapped in mythos, and historians aren't going to be sucked into that. Like, they're going to know more of the nitty gritty and stuff like that. But I like, how much did Washington really do?
Right.
Exactly. I feel like Congress was the bigger shepherds of the country in that first, like, up until the Civil War, essentially, more than any president was.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. And Abraham Lincoln definitely deserves to be there.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I think Washington should be like in the top five. I don't think he should be number two. I think that's ridiculous.
Look, he was number one. It's not like you're never going to rank anyone but Richard Dawson as the best Family Feud host of all time. So, like, of course, Washington's going to be all up in the stratosphere.
No, it's obviously Steve. It's Steve Harvey. He's number one. He's the best one. Everyone knows that, Brad. Everyone knows that. All right. That is it for us. That's our presidential rankings, obviously. I like Lyndon Johnson being number 11. But I do feel like I would be okay with him being 9 and Obama being 10. I would as well. Yeah. And then Obama could slowly overtake him after a couple of years. But yeah, Lyndon Johnson is, the classic liberal racist. So of course he should be in front of the black man. Lyndon Johnson,
the ultimate example of putting the good of the country over personal politics. Because as we've mentioned before, that dude used to use the N-word all the time.
All the time. All the time. Look, it's not a good movie at all, but the movie The Butler, there's a moment, it like goes through this guy who's the Forrest Whitaker. He's the butler through a number of presidents, mm-hmm. Or he's a White House butler. And so it's like all the stunt casting for all these different people playing president. And with Alan Rickman playing Reagan at one point, which is weird. It's like terrible stunt casting.
I'm gonna catch that on YouTube. I'm actually curious to see that.
Dude, no, don't. It's real bad. Like, what are you doing? But at one point, he's working there when Johnson is president, mm-hmm. and like the other butlers are talking, and they're like, he says nigga more than we do. Like the other black butlers. Like, are you serious? Like, what the fuck? Like, I think they're shocked that he's gonna pick a black man to be on the Supreme Court. They're like, what? Yeah. Yeah, but you know, shout out to Lyndon Johnson at number 11. Number 11, the president with the biggest dick.
Yeah, and he'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Let you know. Still one of the greatest stories of all time.
Could you imagine, man, he could have been – imagine if he had decided to run in 68 and won.
He'd have won easily.
And we could have avoided Nixon.
Yeah, he'd have won easily.
Vietnam probably would have ended way sooner.
Yep.
Think of how different the country could have been if Lyndon Johnson had decided that he actually wanted to be president.
Dude. If Johnson decided he wanted to continue the presidency, or if Kennedy wasn't assassinated, mm-hmm. or if Kennedy was assassinated and Robert Kennedy wasn't assassinated.
Yeah, that too.
Right? Like, or if both of them weren't assassinated, because they would have probably gone back to back. Like, I could totally see, like, I could see, like, JFK, and then Johnson is like, I'm cool being VP. I don't really fucking, like, I'm just going to go get new pants. I'm fine. I don't really need to be here. Robert Kennedy runs either right after his brother or, you know, like within 8 years or whatever. Like, it would have changed the course of the country.
It certainly would have. Joe Kennedy would be president right now. Or King. Sorry, King Kennedy would be in charge of America right now. President Ted Kennedy would have been a fucking hell of a ride. I'm just saying.
I mean, it would have been an alcohol soaked presidency, if nothing else. It would have been called like that movie would have been called Anacostia. That's where some woman would have ended up. The fucking Anacostia River. Get out of here. Oh my God. Oh no. My God. I mean, I don't know that we needed that, but we would have probably had healthcare by then.
Most likely.
Yeah, we would have.
Most likely.
So. Yeah. And also a shout out to my boy Martin Van Buren at number 34, the Van Buren boys, our eighth president. Or Chester A. Arthur.
It's insane how easy it was to murder a fucking president or a candidate for president, like just as recently as 50 years ago or even 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
like
someone took a shot at Reagan.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that like pretty easily, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's just a bad shot. Like. That should have been a wrap for him. But yeah. Yeah, shout out to Chester A. Arthur, our 21st president. And anyone who tells you that he's the 21st president only knows that from fucking Die Hard.
From Die Hard, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. 21. That's Chester A. Arthur. Chester A. Arthur Elementary School. All right. God damn it. Yeah, that's my that's my only Chester A. Arthur.
It's everyone's Chester A. Arthur.
It's 21st president.
Factoid.
Like everyone knows that one thing.
And I think he was the governor of New York. I think that's the only other thing I know about him. He was the governor of New York at some point.
I only know that he was the 21st president from Die Hard with a Vengeance, and that he had wicked sideburns.
Yes, that is true.
Like it was not to be fucked with. All right, that is it for us. We will see you guys next week for another episode.
See ya.